From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
It is 75 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good Tuesday afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft, so glad that you're with us. Our top local stories this hour. Reno City Council draws a line when it comes to data centers.
We passed and extended the data moratorium until August of 2027.
Coming up, why the moratorium may be just the beginning when it comes to restrictions on new data centers in the city. Plus, new details into a kidnapping that led to an Amber Alert for a 5-year-old girl. Directly ahead, why the victim's mother had let the suspect into her house in Carson City to begin with. And a deadly shooting rocks firmly on the way, who the victim was and the suspects as well, who were arrested. These stories and more coming up on the KKFT News at Noon from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neft. Glad to have you with us here. For more now, here's Jerry.
And a gracious good afternoon to you, Greg. Start off with some of the reaction to yesterday's show. I don't know why it just popped in my head. The sound of somebody turning off the radio. No, actually, we got a lot of shout-outs and texts during the show, and one of them was just simply Lincoln. And as you remember, I asked the question, who was the first Republican candidate for president? And most people would say Lincoln, including Brian Kilmeade, but it wasn't. It was J.C. Fremont, John Charles Fremont, the guy who named Pyramid Lake and has passed through this area, rubbed shoulders with Kit Carson for a lot. Also, Joseph Rutherford Walker, very historic figure, very interesting life, mapped the West for most of the immigrants that were heading west. John C. Fremont and others, though, other comments and shout-outs. Anybody but Settlemyer, how dumb do you have to be to accept Mark Amadei's endorsement? And another one not only accepted his touting the endorsement and, oh, not only accepting the endorsement, but touting the endorsement in radio ads. And speaking of polls, the results of our Should NV Energy Customers Help Fund Insurance for the Utility? We posted that about a week and a half ago. Yes, 15% almost, and no, 85.5%. The brand new poll just went up just a little while ago. Do you put more stock in a Trump-endorsed candidate or Governor Lombardo? Trump, Lombardo, or neither? I'll make up my own mind. Well, everything except I'll make up my own mind. You can vote at 923fmtalk.com or 99.1fmtalk.com. And you can also give us a shout out or text us, the text number 775-884-9910, and we'll get you some more of those voting statistics that come in daily and where they may wind up by next Tuesday's primary here in the state of Nevada. And as you know, it's going on today in California. We've got more details on that and more. It is 12:09 at FM News Talk.
75 degrees, Jerry, at our top local story. We begin with that shooting from Fernley. Lyon County Sheriff said this went down around 4:30 yesterday afternoon off Burger Road on Fernley's east side. Police say a fight turned even more violent and led to 45-year-old Richard Allen Hightower getting shot. Both 40-year-old Jeremy Barrett and 44-year-old James Carroll fled the scene, but both were taken into custody a short time later. Police say Barrett pulled the trigger, but both faced numerous charges. Authorities tried first aid to save Hightower. He was pronounced dead at the scene. New details into the kidnapping that sparked an Amber Alert for a 5-year-old girl out of Carson City. Now, this all began Sunday off Lone Mountain Street. The Carson City Sheriff says the mother of the 5-year-old girl had allowed the father, Christopher Mighthoff, to stay at her home overnight so he could visit the little girl. Well, the mother told deputies when she woke up, both were gone. The daughter later found in Palmdale, California, after a traffic stop that also led to Mighthoff. The girl is in Palmdale CPS custody. Christopher, he's under arrest. The Carson City Sheriff will be holding a news conference later this afternoon with more details and will tell you what they had to say. Well, cheers and applause for Reno City Council. That is after a 6-1 vote to put a moratorium on new data centers in the city until next year. One city council member hailing that decision.
I hear a lot of anxiety around data centers, and I want them to know that we heard them and we're listening. I think we can get it right if we get there.
And Devin Reese, who's also running for Reno mayor, will not rule out going further.
I know a lot of people are also asking now about a ban. Let's see where it goes in the coming months as our staff comes together to try to put together regulations. I know everyone will stay engaged.
Supporters of the moratorium worried about the environmental impact of the centers. While opponents say the city will lose out on jobs and tax revenue, this does not affect data centers already in the pipeline. Mike Bosma will be along with a moment with Mike to talk about this vote at 12:35 and its business impact. A pedestrian slammed by a Ford pickup near Fallon. NHP says this went down on Highway 50 near Rocky Road.
The Ford ran off the road and it entered the right shoulder of US 50. The Ford struck a paddle marker, a light pole, and the pedestrian. The Ford continued, crossed Rocky Road, striking a stop sign and coming to a stop on the west side of Rocky Road.
NHP trooper James LaRose says the pedestrian Juan Hernandez Mendez of Vallejo, California, was pronounced dead at the scene. Impairment not thought to be a factor here. A motorcyclist dies after a crash north of Reno Monday night. Police say the rider was speeding near Moya Boulevard and Silver Shores Drive when they took a curve too fast, drove off the road and crashed. The unidentified rider died a short time later at the hospital. A combined 9 years behind bars for two brothers accused of starting a fight with others after yelling slurs and homophobic comments against them in downtown Reno near the Plaza Resort Club off West and First Street in downtown Reno in September of last year. That fight, it turned way south,
prompting an argument which then turned into a fight. Security footage from nearby buildings, as well as cell phone video, showed Victor running towards the victim's group and punching an individual in the face. At that point, the victim ran towards his friend to help him, and the brothers began hitting and kicking the victim himself.
Kendall Holcomb with Washoe DA says things got even worse.
The defendants continued to kick the victim in the head, face, and body once he was on the ground before running away when bystanders began to approach and intervene. The victim lost consciousness during the attack and suffered a severe nose fracture with displacement of the nasal bone fragments, causing a septal hematoma. He also incurred an orbital floor fracture with displacement of fractured bone fragments into the sinus.
Ouch. Romero Montez was hit with 5 years in prison for the attack. Victor Arellano got 4. From the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft. It's 12:13 right here at KKFT. Jerry.
Effective yesterday, Minden Emergent Care is now officially Minden Urgent Care. The change is intended to provide more convenient access to treatment for common illnesses and injuries. It's located inside Minden Medical Center at 925 Ironwood Drive. Facility is now open daily, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and accepts walk-in patients. Minden Urgent Care is the third urgent care location. Extremely high temps in southern Nevada has fire officials worried. Reno broke or tied 7 daily records during the month of May. The majority of the records were for heat, but we did tie a daily snow record on May 17th with a trace of snow falling at the airport. For 3 days in a row, Reno was in the 90s, and 92 degrees was the hottest temperature recorded last month, since May is now in the history books. Temperatures were above normal between May 5th and the 16th. We were below average between the 26th and the 30th, and temperatures were close to average on May 16th, the one day of the month itself. And June, a near perfect week, and we have a traffic and weather coming up. Want to remind you, CD2 candidate Mike Smith is scheduled to join us at 12:45 p.m. FM News Talk time is 12:15, time for traffic and weather together.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
We have a pair of collisions to tell you about, both of them in the Reno area. The first one is on southbound 580 at Glendale. There are no injuries in that area, fortunately. On Sun Valley Boulevard at Skaggs Circle, right there in Sun Valley, we have another non-injury collision. However, traffic is getting backed up pretty heavily in that area. And I want to remind you, if it's time for a diesel smog, stop by the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno for Pro and Automotive's no appointment needed gas and diesel smog check. often imitated but never duplicated Pro-One Automotive since 1986. It is 79 degrees in Sparks, 78 degrees in Carson City and in Smith Valley, 66 degrees in South Lake Tahoe. Here is a look at your weather.
An 80-degree noon hour going to give way to an almost 90-degree afternoon commute. Warming to the upper 80s this afternoon, 88 in Reno. Overnight lows, low 50s. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That is the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. Coming up at 5 this afternoon, Markley Van Camp and Robbins on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
Are you ready for summer? Have your air conditioner serviced today by Capital Control Systems for our special price of just $89. We'll check your AC to make sure you're ready for summer. And if you need a new AC unit, we'll give you a free estimate on a new Trane system.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
Call 883-3277.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. We are a Nevada-licensed legal document preparation company, not a law firm. Over the last 30 years, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts, none of which have ever been successfully contested in any court of law, allowing our clients to protect well over $1 billion in clients' assets from probate and outrageous attorney's fees. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors. We encourage you to shop around, even attend a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends and neighbors who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for half the cost of the area average. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation or visit trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
Old bank statements, tax records, and sensitive paper cluttering your home or office? Worried about identity theft? American Document Destruction's professional document shredding. We'll shred them securely on site while you watch at Reno Public Market Shredding Day. First Friday of every month. No hassle, $10 a box, no limit. Protect your privacy before it's too late. American Document Destruction, a Pacific company.
This week's First Friday Shred event is June 5th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Reno Public Market.
Progressive presents perfectly bad excuses for missing stuff to spend more time on your motorcycle.
Hey, Suze, can't make it to your party. Gotta defrost some chicken. There's tenders, boneless thighs. Gotta keep an eye on it.
Now that was a bad excuse. If you love your vehicle this much, get customized coverage from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in D.C.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
KKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
Could it happen? Nevada hosting the first primary in the next presidential election. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. Well, that's what state Democrat representatives are working for. They made their pitch to their party's Rules and Bylaws Committee in D.C. They say besides Nevada's battleground status in union population, our diversity deserves to go first in 2028. 29% of Nevada's population is Latino and 10% each are Black and Asian.
Another selling point, we have the highest percentage of first-time voters in 2024 at 21%. That election had South Carolina going first, Nevada second, and New Hampshire third. The committee is considering 12 states for first in the nation. Nevada and New Mexico are the only western ones. The Democrat Rules and Bylaws Committee is expected to announce their first state decision later this year. I'm John Potter for the New News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
75 degrees right now, Reno Tahoe International Airport, mostly sunny skies. If you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know at 12:20. Back safe, a 5-year-old girl kidnapped by her own father in Carson City, found safe in Los Angeles County. Number two, a fight in Fernley turns deadly. Two are under arrest in the shooting death of 45-year-old Richard Allen Hightower. And number three, Reno says no to new data centers, at least until next year. Environmentalists cheering city council last night. Business leaders say the city is leaving money on the table. It is our top national story. Primary elections taking place in six states today for the U.S. House, Senate, and governor's races. And we should see a little bit of what happens there.
Voters head to the polls in Iowa, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, South Dakota, and California, where the race for Los Angeles mayor and governor have garnered plenty of national attention. Democrat Javier Becerra held a campaign rally in Long Beach over the weekend where he touted his experience.
I am not learning this job on day one. I have done this job.
Two Republicans in California have made some inroads in the reliably blue state. Fox News contributor Steve Hilton for governor and reality TV star Spencer Pratt for mayor. I'm Lisa Carton.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll hear from Steve Hilton about his chances. FM News Talk Time, 12:22. Over to Jerry with more.
Well, candidates for office in the D or R category would probably like to pay attention to this and should. And this is just looking at votes cast so far in the primary. The total vote numbers right now, 164,000. 111,000 of those were by mail. 53,000 in person. This is statewide. The GOP total of votes so far, 69,000. The Dem total, 67,000. And GOP by mail, 40,000. In person, 29,000. The Dem total, again, 67,000. By mail, 48,000. Little higher. And in person, 19,000. Quite a bit lower. 10,000 lower. South Lyon Medical Center has broken ground for its new 8,000-square-foot facility in Yerington. And in sports, the Aces win 11-4-16 for the month of May. Kickoff in June in Las Vegas tonight. Craig Swope will have local sports in just a bit. I actually got an alert here on my phone, which I'll just read to you, which is forward fire progress has been stopped per incident command. Two additional brush engines have been requested to continue with the scene and assist with the Grass Valley Fire. It's called 5900 block of Grass Valley Road in Reno. It appears to be about 5 acres, and forward progress has stopped. That alert just coming through as I was speaking. And it is now 12:24, and Phil is going to speak about traffic, and then we'll have a look at weather next.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
We're still working a pair of non-injury collisions in the Reno area. One of them, southbound 580 at Glendale. That's not really impacting traffic that much, thank goodness. However, on Sun Valley Boulevard at Skaggs Circle, up in Sun Valley, there is a non-injury collision there, but people are having a hard time getting around it because it's in the traffic circle. Also, I want to remind you that it is always a little cooler in Verdi. It's 76 degrees. In Dayton, it is 80 degrees. Likewise, in Yerington, 65 degrees in Emerald Bay. Let's have a look at your weather.
Thermometer going to move a little bit higher for today and the rest of the week. Shy of 90, but well into the 80s, easing to around 80 in the mid to upper 70s, actually a little below average by the weekend. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, repaired on time and on budget. Trust A Master Mechanic for everything automotive. Guy Benson comes your way at 1 on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Die when I may, I want it said of me, by they who know me best, that I always plucked a thistle and planted a flower when I thought a flower would grow. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Crime doesn't care about party lines. It impacts everyone. Northern Nevada is seeing rising crime. Families and businesses deserve to feel safe again. I'm George Forbush, retired Sparks police officer, running for Congress to support our local police with funding, training, and resources needed to protect our communities. It's time for real solutions, stronger communities, and safer neighborhoods. Learn more at ForbushForCongress.com. I'm George Forbush, and I approve this message.
Paid for by George Forbush for Congress.
Is your car running rough? Don't ignore it. Bring it into New Gen Automotive. Located conveniently in Gardnerville, our expert team handles general repair, oil and brake changes, transmission service, AC repair, and more. Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., we're at the corner of Southgate and Service Drive. Call 775-783-1925. New Gen Automotive. Remember, a good mechanic is not expensive. He's priceless. Quality, care, service you can count on. New Gen Automotive.
KKFT, your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, sports.
Keenan Dolan led Minogue to a 30-11 season and runner-up finish in the state tourney. Dolan was named Gatorade Baseball Player of the Year for Nevada High Schools. An outstanding pitcher, hits for average and power. Dolan's only the second player from Northern Nevada to win the award. The Wolfpack baseball team's collapse was sobering in May. Beginning the month, they were in first place in the Mountain West, wound up losing 10 of their last 11. Over that stretch, they gave up an average of 11 runs per game. Pitching coach Mark Moriarty for the past 4 years isn't returning next season. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news, local, live, and happening now.
We have 75 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. From the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neff. And we begin with breaking news. As Jerry just mentioned earlier, we do have a big fire. It is burning. It's called the Grass Valley Fire, 5 acres large. It's burning right now near Pyramid Lake. If you look at a map right now, this is going to be Grass Valley Road and Pyramid Way. I just saw where this is, well north of the city, but very close to Pyramid Way and some other major thoroughfares there. Again, 5 acres in size. We don't know if any buildings are threatened at this time. As Jerry mentioned, forward progress is stopped, but you could probably see some smoke, especially north of Reno at this time. Again, this is right near Pyramid Lake. We'll keep you up to date. FM News Talk Election Center 2026. The polls are now open in California, and the vote count in the race in California governor, well, it could be very slow.
The LA Times says voters shouldn't expect the races to be called tonight. Experts say the ballot counting process has largely slowed down in recent years due to the state's emphasis on accuracy and voter accessibility. In 2024, it took 17 days for State Senator Laura Richardson to be declared the winner of a close race in South LA. That same year, there was an unprecedented second-place tie in Northern California, prompting a recount that took nearly 2 months to sort out. California and especially LA County are known for slow vote counts. The polls will remain open through 8 p.m. I'm Daniel Martindale.
And the minute those polls do close,
when that happens, you will be instantly less popular. Your mailbox will have fewer political flyers, and your phone will have less campaigning calls and text messages. Like them or not, they're proven campaign methods. Political consultants say mailers have a read rate of about 55%, and text messages are opened 98% of the time, even if it is just to block them. In both cases, you've seen the headline, which was the mission. I'm Bree Tennis.
As for the candidates themselves, Democrat Javier Becerra is leading, but the battle for second place is shaping up to be a down-to-the-wire nail-biter between Republican Steve Hilton and Democrat Tom Steyer. Hilton says he's confident.
If we can just get into the primary today, then we've got a real shot at winning in November. But in order to do that, everyone has to vote. The race has got tighter in the last week. I'm confident, but we can't take it for granted.
FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio. 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump says the negotiations between the U.S. and Iran are still ongoing. Testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, he says reopening the Strait of Hormuz is not enough for Iran to get the sanctions relief.
Any sanctions relief is condition-based, which means it has to be in return for the reason why those sanctions were put in place in the first place, which is their nuclear program.
Iran claims his nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. The Trump administration ramping up the number of medications being offered on its discount drug site. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz announcing the administration adding 160 more drugs to this website.
It means that 4 out of 5 medications that are picked up by Americans going into that same drugstore that I mentioned earlier now have the opportunity to double check that the price they're getting in that drugstore, wherever they're buying it from, is the best price out there.
America's listening to Fox News.
With us here on this Tuesday afternoon, right here on the news at noon, as we continue along. My name is Greg Neft, and this is the KKFT News at Noon. More now on that blockbuster deal. People Magazine says it submitted an offer to buy out MGM Resorts for $18 billion.
The media conglomerate already owns 26% of MGM and now is proposing to buy the rest of the company at over $48 a share. The deal hasn't been finalized, but company chairman and senior executive Barry Diller says MGM has real-world assets that AI can't easily replicate and that the market undervalues the casino operator. This comes just days after Fertitta Entertainment agreed to buy Caesars Entertainment for $5.7 billion in cash. I'm Rob Dawson.
Back to the race for California governor. Let's hear from the front-runner, Democrat Javier Becerra.
If I tell you I know what it takes to balance a budget the size of the state of California, it's because I've done it. And I hope that people will want to vote for someone who doesn't need training wheels the moment they walk into the governor's office and is ready to hit the ground running.
Meantime, Tom Steyer, the progressive, says he's the candidate who's going to make California more affordable.
If you want to lower costs, you've got to have someone who's got the guts and understands that we need structural change, which means taking on corporate special interests. If we don't do that, nothing's going to change.
Meantime, Steve Hilton, we just heard from him a little bit ago. He is now asking Chad Bianco, the Riverside County Sheriff, to get out of the race.
It's not personal. It's not about who's better or worse. It's not about whose policies you agree with more or disagree with between myself and Chad Bianco. It's just the math. A vote for Chad Bianco is a vote that makes it more likely we'll have two Democrats in the top two.
Bianco, for his part, says he's concerned about voter fraud costing him a spot in the general.
We know there is fraud. We know there's if I lose by 10 votes, would I challenge that? I might.
We'll have to wait and see what happens with that. Again, the primary polls close at 8 o'clock tonight. FM News Talk time. It is 12:33.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Hi, this is Mike with the Good Feet Store. Are your bad feet making work miserable? You're not alone. Here's Vale, a real Good Feet Store customer.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. It was just sometimes unbearable. But if you don't have a good attitude when you're in sales, it shows on your face. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Vale get back to doing what they love without their feet getting in the way.
I walked into the Good Feet Store and I said, my feet hurt. What a difference with these arch supports. When I go and talk to my customers, I've got a smile on my face. I can go all day long, and then some. It's the real deal. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
Don't let bad feet stop you from achieving your 2026 health goals. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it?
Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage, 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
FM Top Weather.
Mostly sunny, 88 degrees this afternoon in Reno, 87 tomorrow in Sparks, 88 on Thursday in Carson, easing for the weekend. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, repaired on time and on budget. Trust a master mechanic for everything automotive. Overnight lows going to hover in the low 50s for the rest of the week. Today at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
No new data centers in Reno for over a year. I'm John Potter for the noon news. Reno City Council extended the 30-day moratorium on approving new builds. The vote was 6-1, the one being Kathleen Taylor, who voted no. The ban now goes to the end of August next year. It can only be lifted if they approve and begin new data center regulations. Many in the crowd yesterday wanted a permanent ban on the tech hubs. City Council also voted unanimously to begin the process of writing new regulations when that moratorium is over. Currently, Reno has 6 data centers already, and now the Spark City Council has passed a vote to examine new regulations and considered a data center moratorium of their own for the Rail City. I'm John Potter for the noon news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your noon news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Another tug-of-war day for markets, the major indexes being supported by tech. Marvell Technology is rallying 28%. That's after NVIDIA CEO said the chipmaker could become the next trillion-dollar company. Dollar General shares are losing ground, even though the discount retailer raised its forecast for the year after an upbeat quarter and higher sales boosted by shoppers looking for bargains. Target now seeing success in its turnaround plan, wasting no time revealing its competing sale to Amazon Prime Day, running June 23rd through the 26th. Target promising deep new savings and early access for members of its paid membership. And shares of Shake Shack are losing sizzle after the burger chain lowered its expectations for second quarter revenue, citing growing competition and economic uncertainty. That is your Fox Business Report. I'm Angelo Bavaro, invested in you.
And we're very glad to have you with us here on the KKFT News and Noon. 75 degrees right now, sunny skies in Reno Tahoe International Airport. Time right now for a moment with Mike. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs joins us in studio, as he always does every weekday around 12:35. Mike, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Greg.
So, you know, first things first, the big news from Reno City Council, they've left money on the table by a vote of 6-1 last night. They've said no new data centers in Reno, at least until 2027. That's a very long time. And data centers and the people with the money behind them, they'll just look elsewhere, right?
Yeah, in fact, I'd say as near as Fernley, Greg. That's, you know, the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center already pining for those projects. Story County, Governor Joe Lombardo, all very bullish on these things. And, you know, I think it is fascinating to me that, you know, City of Reno in this case, and really the public in general, are bristling at this concept. They're going to go somewhere. If there's a buck or two to be made, why wouldn't it be here?
Yeah, it does seem a little bit short-sighted, and now Spark seems to be considering it as well. Why do you think that people are so afraid of data centers? Are they afraid of new things? Is that what this is? I mean, it is kind of new.
It's the tax grab. You know, I'd say right now, in fact, when Tesla put their first gigafactory out there in Story County, there was a large uproar over, you know, these tax incentives that they got that they sold off to other publicly traded companies. And you know, and I would just say this. These are very common across every jurisdiction in the United States. You're either pro-business or you're not. In fact, I would say I would love to have Jeremy Aguero on the show sometime to talk about does this make sense economically for a jurisdiction to give these incentives? Because for what they bring, they're, you know, the incentives are only a fraction of it. So it's always a win-win-win. I remember the years ago. Remember when Boomtown before, they had the shopping center out there, mm-hmm. and they had to put in an interchange out there. There's a bunch of public uproar. Why are we paying for this? That was all marginal tax. Or that sales tax would have never showed up if the sure. retail center wasn't there. So I think it's just short-sighted. I think, unfortunately, as I said before on the show, Greg, we were the epicenter for gaming until we got over our skis on that. It all went to Las Vegas. We were the epicenter for Tesla and Gigafactories. We bristled. They went to Austin, Texas. This is just one more, chain on a list of things that we had an opportunity mm-hmm. to be at the forefront of, and we tripped over our own feet.
And by the way, six data centers are currently operating in the city of Reno, and the apocalypse has not happened.
And it's not happening. Nobody cares. Nobody knows. It's just, development. And I think I can agree. I think, I read the different mayoral candidates' position on it, and I can agree, put them in the right spot. Mm-hmm. Right? We know that they consume power. Yes. Guess what? We're in a pretty good spot to generate a whole lot of solar power, which is basically free. Right? Mm-hmm. So yes, do it, put it in there. You can, everything that you need to make that work, whether it's in, maybe you don't want it next to your public high school.
Sure.
Fine. But there's plenty of land in Reno to put it on. You're going to end up winning in the end.
Let me go back to something that you said earlier. Being first in gaming, Reno was the pioneer when it comes to gambling in the United States. Well, Caesars Entertainment used to be a Reno-based company. It's being bought up by somebody big. MGM Resorts in Las Vegas. Same. They're going to People Magazine, of all people. I mean, People. God, it's interesting.
Well, and I think the Caesars deal is more interesting to me than the MGM deal. But that's really more – Tilman Fertitta has had a long record of taking struggling properties and turning them into very profitable ones. Probably the most notable is Golden Nugget on Fremont in Las Vegas. Right. So you could take something that was blighted, really underperforming – He knows really how to do food well, do entertainment well. Did the same thing with Landry's, a whole bunch of chains that are struggling to make a buck or two. Caesars is a big bite. I mean, he's buying this thing for roughly what his entire net worth is. So it's leveraged. I think the bigger question for a lot of people are they going to change some of their policies about being user-friendly? Who knows? I think Tilman Fertitta's had a good track record. People Magazine, do they know how to run a casino? I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, Barry Diller's behind that deal. He's the media mogul who did a QVC and all that, so we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Can he entertain his way to profit?
how very funny. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs, thank you so much for joining us. 775-786-4900, 775-786-4900. Mike, we will talk again soon.
Look forward to it, Greg.
All right, Mike. A Moment with Mike every weekday at 1235. It's 1242, and with more, here's Jerry.
Do you put more stock in a Trump-endorsed candidate or Governor Lombardo? That's our news poll question for the hour. And right now, Trump is leading Lombardo by about 2-1, but honorable mention goes to neither as well. Just a quick review of some headlines. Carson City child abducted and found. An Amber Alert for a missing 5-year-old in Carson City was canceled after the child was found safe and the suspect taken into custody. A massive search operation involving nearly 200 personnel remains underway for a missing 60-year-old hiker last seen in the Desolation Wilderness near Lake Tahoe. And speaking of Lake Tahoe, the region buzzing over a Google co-founder reportedly purchasing a $42 million lakefront mansion and the listing of a once-in-a-generation Tahoe estate for $47.5 million. And with the arrival of warmer weather, local officials in Lake Tahoe are actively issuing reminders about safety and the dangers of cold water as boating season begins. We are just a little over a year away from that boating tragedy. 8 died, 8 without life vests. 2 survivors had life vests in Lake Tahoe last year. CD2 candidate Mike Smith will join us next, and we'll visit with him and get to know him better right after traffic and weather together. It's 1244.
Your midday drive update. KKFT traffic.
We have police activity on northbound 580
just about Moana Lane. Don't know what's going on there. It's not a collision, but there is a police action. Please watch yourself passing through that area. They're still working that collision on Sun Valley Boulevard at Skaggs Circle. That's slowing things down. And I want to tell you that, remember, there is a whole bunch of road work on Highway 50. It's between Spooner Summit and the California border. They are doing a bunch of road work in that area, repaving it, making it nice, but unfortunately, it's a pain in the neck. It is 80 degrees in Sparks, 79 in Minden, and in Wellington, 66 degrees in Incline Village. Here's a look at your weather forecast.
An 80-degree noon hour going to give way to an almost 90-degree afternoon commute. Warming to the upper 80s this afternoon, 88 in Reno. Overnight lows, low 50s. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That is the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. Coming up at 5 this afternoon, Markley Van Camp and Robbins on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
It's difficult to make a man miserable when he feels worthy of himself and claims kindred to the great God who made him. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, LincolnHeating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
President Trump needs reinforcements in Congress. That's why Trump endorsed America First Patriot David Flippo. Trump says David knows the wisdom and courage required to defend our country. 24 years in the Air Force, more than 1,000 airmen under his command, 3 operational bases established in combat, leading airmen on some of the military's toughest missions. Now, David's ready to serve again. Mission ready, battle tested. In Congress, David will fight hard to grow our economy, cut taxes, and protect no tax on tips. Trump said it best. David will be great for you, for the state, and for our country. Trump endorsed David Flippo for Congress.
My complete and total endorsement.
Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Club for Growth Action. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. ClubforGrowthAction.org.
James Settlemyer wants Nevada to trust him, but trust is earned. Settlemyer's record includes Green New Deal energy cost hikes, EEI mandates, government takeover of health care, driver's licenses for illegals, and men and girls sports. Worst of all, James Settlemyer was even arrested for domestic violence. Now, Democrats are bankrolling his campaign because they know in Congress Settlemyer will vote their way and join them to oppose President Trump. Don't trust dangerous radical James Settlemyer.
Paid for by American Honor Pack.
Hey, when was the last time you cleaned your carpet? No, I don't mean when you rented a machine from the supermarket or sprayed some powder chemical and vacuumed it up. I mean a deep, professional cleaning by Floormasters trained technicians using the latest state-of-the-art equipment. Floormasters, family-owned and operated for over 25 years. Your local carpet cleaning experts and more. When you need the best, call the best. Search FloormastersNV.com.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
FM Talk News time is 12:49, and after that commercial break, I was hesitant, but then I thought, well, what a better way to introduce another candidate for the CD2, and that is Mike Smith. Mike, we've never talked, but I did hear part of your interview with John Potter over the weekend on Weekend in Nevada, and I was
impressed by your background and history, but for those that did not hear Saturday's show, first of all, hello, and thanks for coming on the new news. And how about a quick resume on Mike Smith?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I'll try to make it as quick as I can. First of all, I've lived here for 30 years. My wife and I chose to raise our family here in Northern Nevada. I've been married for 37 years, so I have two daughters. And as a matter of political information, I'm not a politician. I've never served as an elected official, but I did serve 30 years in the Navy. I graduated from Naval Academy, went right into flight school, and became a fighter pilot, fulfilling my dream to fly fighters for the Navy, and made multiple deployments, served overseas, and also had an operational test pilot tour. And then I requested an assignment to Naval Air Station Fallon to be an advanced tactic instructor, which I was assigned there. And at that point, I transitioned to the reserves from active duty, but stayed tied to Fallon as an instructor, where I eventually fleeted up to be the commanding officer of our unit. And in that time, I also volunteered for and went to Operation Iraqi Freedom, where I deployed overseas. And then I'll lead into my last job, which for the Navy, which was as the Emergency Preparedness Officer for the state of Nevada. I was recruited by the Navy for that position. And in that role, we bridged the Department of Defense and FEMA, the Emergency Operations Center staff, the State National Guard, and other Nevada county and city emergency managers in planning for and preparing for large-scale disaster and disaster relief. And that's why one of the reasons I'm running, because I got so much satisfaction, even though I'm still in the military. I'm in uniform, but I traded my warrior mission for that of direct support to the state in the mission that is was noble for in terms of saving and disaster relief. And I got so much satisfaction out of that. That's one of the reasons I am running, and to serve the state directly. But of course, there's a lot of other reasons I'm running.
Well, that was my next question was, what essentially motivates you to run? Is it dissatisfaction with Mark Amaday? Is it you could do better? Or what exactly motivated you to say, I'm gonna run for this race?
Well, I'm a strong conservative by nature. And I looked at this, I'm going, hey, we're one election away from losing the momentum we voted for in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're living history, and both at the national and at the state level. When I say we're living history, we have a bold president who's put forth an agenda that he's trying to fulfill. There are still some things that are lingering out there that have yet to get across the finish line, but there's other good ideas in the conservative ranks that are not hitting the threshold for the debate to make an impact. So I want to bring another conservative voice in this seat. So the second thing in terms of living history, we are at the state level, because now we have this opportunity to take that seat and fill it with a strong conservative voice that can help Trump and the rest of the nation, and also deliver for the state to bring a more conservative position to their district.
Well, over the years, I've heard Mark Amaday claim that he's conservative, and I watch this as a fiscal conservative, and Donald Trump is not a fiscal conservative, but if you look at the billions, and it has been with 12 years of Mark Amaday, he's not the only guilty party on the Republican side, but billions of dollars for NPR, billions of dollars for Planned Parenthood, USAID, and on, completely unnecessary entities. We actually borrow money to spend money. And a lot of that spending on those useless entities, as I just mentioned. Where do you come down on that? Because it seems like we'll all join together and this is the best we can do has been the theme for many, many years.
My first campaign talking point is fiscal responsibility. We're approaching $39 trillion in debt, and every second we speak is another $50,000 to $60,000 by some measures going into that ledger and not on the good side. We definitely have a spending problem, and it's from both parties, and that's egregious. We're enslaving a younger generation with an astronomical, unsustainable debt, and that's reprehensible. That's just one example of what we're doing. We also can't fix anything else we have when it comes to Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security until we get our fiscal house in order. And I'm really tired of people. Sometimes they like to say, oh, you spend like drunken sailors. Well, I'm a sailor. I've had a few, and I don't spend like that. I don't believe in that kind of crap. It's just irresponsible, and we need to have a balanced budget. But we need to have, once again, another conservative voice in the chamber saying, hey, this is not sustainable. And there's other good ideas out there that can address this thing, but they don't hit the debate. And that's part of the problem. We just need more voices to say, hey, no, we need to look at some real solutions and not political theater.
Yeah. In northern Nevada in particular, mining, open land, access to open land, BLM, et cetera, here in northern Nevada, what do you think the biggest issues are that you would have to look out for and try to protect?
Well, I'll start with mining. First of all, you look at rare earth minerals. That is a national security issue for both the military and our overall national standing. You've got China, which is a huge national threat. When they come into trying to control some of the supply chains and access to other rare earth minerals, we need to be guarded on how we handle our mining here in the state, but also be proactive. And also, let me just say this, our district is really big and diverse, right? Politically and economically. So a lot of the rural areas and counties, they rely on the mining for good reasons. So when it comes to mining, I look at that from the national security perspective, but I also want to be responsible in how we handle it. And there are some things, and there may be some differences between mining on private lands and the BLM public lands, but overall, we still need to do it responsibly when we ensure our environment is protected. Now, one of the other challenges with that has to do with water. There's a lot of different reasons for water challenges across the whole district, but when it comes,
And Mike, Greg Neft here in downtown Reno. You know, we in northern Nevada, I think our infrastructure, you know, it's an interesting case study. You know, I got to ask you, you're an airline pilot. Does Las Vegas need a new airport? Because I think we'd like one here in Reno, too.
Sorry, that was a question I didn't really expect. You know, I've flown
because
in on Las
Vegas. Because
it'll
involve a lot of federal funds, you know.
Yes. Now, Las Vegas has... let's see, they got dual runways going east and west, and I can't remember. I think their dual runways going southwest and northeast. You know, I really can't address that from the perspective of anything of other than my own experiences. I haven't encountered any challenges with what I would consider flow control, which is not uncommon for some of the more congested airports. I just don't remember hearing or seeing anything related to Las Vegas with that. So I really can't address whether they need a new airport or not.
Well, Mike, let me
because they are considering it.
Are they now? The only other thing I would say about that is, of course, with that comes encroachment, and I would be very guarded as far as where they put that. And you can't encroach on what I would consider the guarded airspace that Nellis Air Force Base requires.
And we're going to run out of time real quick, Mike, and I got to wrap it up. But just real quickly, if you could kind of combine the top four, but not the one that Governor Lombardo has endorsed candidates for this race, any comments about some of the other candidates in the race? It seemed to me like there are three or four good people in the race. I would put you in that category, but any comments on your any of the people you're running against or any predictions?
Well, I would say this. First of all, I'd like to be the lead of that pack, if you consider me a good one. One thing that really surprised me is the camaraderie that we and friendship we have developed among some of the other opponents. It was something I didn't expect. And we are very cordial and professional among each other. Even though we're opponents, it has been very refreshing to deal with some of the other candidates in this race, all of which I'd like to add is that when Trump made his endorsement, I don't think that they really looked at in this race, including myself and the talent that we have, and that we're all in many ways supporters of Trump. So I'll leave it at that other than, you know, I'll just leave it with this. You know, there's a difference between wanting to be wanting the job and wanting to serve. I want to serve. There's a difference between wanting to be a congressman and wanting to be a representative. I want to be a representative. I think with my credentials as a military service contractor as well for the Defense Department, I can fill that bill.
All right. Mike Smith, CD candidate. And Mike, you could see how fast the time went by here. So I invite you back. If you could come back on Friday, that would be great. We can cover some more issues we didn't today.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
All right, FM News Talk time is 12:59. And that is the new news for Tuesday, June 2. Go to 991fmtalk.com and cast your vote. Do you put more stock in the Lombardo endorsement or more stock in a Trump endorsement or neither? And don't forget, you can join the conversation. Follow us on X at 991 FM Talk.
Run down the mountain, not a car on the fire. KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.